Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are joined again by another finalist in the series we're talking about today. Of course, we are talking about Soho Playhouse's presentation of the Lighthouse series, the finalist edition. It's happening July 5th through the 16th at Soho Playhouse, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting sohoplayhouse.com. We are so excited to be welcoming back an amazing playwright and her show, Unconditional, which is part of this finalist phase of the series. And of course, the playwright we're speaking of is the great Allie Keller. So without further ado, let us welcome on our guest. Allie, welcome back to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
I'm so happy you're here. First of all, congratulations. You're a finalist. Yes.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I'm so excited to be seeing your work and this elongated, this 45-minute snippet of your work. So why don't we actually start by having you remind our listeners a little bit about what your play Unconditional is about?
Sure. So like we're saying, the show's called Unconditional. It's a full-length piece that we're doing in Excerpt Club at Soho Playhouse. And it's about two married couples, and one partner in each of the couples is kind of either introducing a new sexual fetish or kind of pushing a sexual fetish towards their partner in their relationship. And it's kind of about what happens to these two couples as that sexual fetish is either introduced or sort of brought back up in their relationship, and how that plays out both for the couples individually and their relationship to each other, because they are loosely friends through work. So sort of unknowingly advising each other on how to be there for their partners without really understanding the details of each other's relationship as well. So really the show is about how far you're supposed to go for your partner and where that line is between enabling and sacrifice and self-sacrifice and supporting your partner without hurting yourself. So it's a lot about communications and boundaries in a very dark comedy way.
That is so cool. I remember your show now, and I was very intrigued and piqued by it. So let me ask you, where did you come up with the idea for this piece, for this story?
So funnily enough, it started as a short play that was inspired by the song Semi-Charmed Life, which I doubt that if you listen to the song and then watch the piece, you won't see how I got there. It's a very long and winding road in my brain from listening to that song to this idea. But technically, that is like the first inspirations of it. And that short play that it started as is actually one of the scenes in the full length now. And I loved the couple from that particular short play. And I really wanted to expand it into a full length and look at larger themes, like not just what was going on with that one particular couple, but to expand it to two couples so the play could really be about communication and consent in couples over time. Because I think we talk a lot about those kinds of issues and being like overly loyal to your partner in the early parts of relationships, but we don't talk a lot about what it means to kind of keep checking in with yourself and keep checking in with your partner throughout a relationship that goes on for years and years. So that's really the inspiration towards the full length afterwards.
Very cool. Well, let me ask you, you know, we've mentioned that this is going to be a longer presentation, a 45-minute presentation of the piece. What has it been like developing the longer version of this?
It's been great. It's been like so fascinating because in this piece in particular, it's like it started as a short play and then became a full-length play. And then to cut it back down to the excerpt lengths for Soho Playhouse has been really fun and exciting. And something that we kind of discovered in rehearsal last time was adding a monologue for the character of Mia, who's actually the child of one of the couples. And the monologue's not, or was not originally in the full-length piece. We kind of did that so that the audience would have enough context to understand the excerpt that we created. And we all liked the monologue so much and that convention, it's now being developed to be put in and added a few more within the full length piece itself. And part of that is because we think it gives Mia's character like such awesome development. And also because the actress Georgia Whaler is playing Mia is just like so amazing. But the team that we have, all of our actors and our director Ivy and our stage manager Sloan, have been like so unbelievably supportive and so like excited to dive into this like very dark show that's very funny, and they give it their all, and it's just been like an absolute joy to discover stuff in rehearsal with them. It's been really amazing.
That sounds fantastic. I love that. Let me snowball that into which is there a particular message or thought you hope audiences will take away from this version of Unconditional?
Yeah, I think there's probably two things I would like people to take away, both from the full length and from this version. I think we've done a really good job getting both of these things into this like 40-minute excerpt that we're going to show. And one is to really challenge the idea I was mentioning before of like, we romanticize this concept of being ride or die and unbelievably loyal to your partner. And I think that's like a really incredible, beautiful idea that is not necessarily beautiful in practice all the time. And I think to really look at what it means to be supportive and be there for your partner without sacrificing yourself or your own needs or your boundaries or advocating for yourself is really important. And then the other thing that I think is tied to that, that I'd love people to be thinking about in it, is that we pick up these patterns for ourselves about like who we attach to and how we love and how we want to be loved when we're really, really young. Like, we're processing all of these stories about being overly loyal, and we're looking at our parents' relationships and, you know, media and all of this stuff from a really young age before we really know what we're like looking at and witnessing. And so Mia's journey in the show is both reflective of like her present day problems that she's dealing with kind of as like a 7-year-old in the show, but it's, she's also in the show to kind of show the audience like how much we're actually processing about love and how to be loved and how society is saying we should be loved from such a young age. So also to really think about like, or I hope the show makes people think about the stuff that we picked up on when we were kids about what relationships are and what partnerships are, and if we've taken anything that's maybe not so amazing into our present day life that we haven't thought about yet. So those are the two things that I think we've done a really good job getting them both into the excerpt, but that's definitely a part of the full length for sure.
That is wonderful. That is a very interesting idea. I love that. That leads to my final question for this first part, which is, who do you hope have access to Unconditional?
That's a great question. I hope anybody who's in a romantic relationship, or, you know, has been in a romantic relationship or is thinking about getting back into a romantic relationship, especially if they're heterosexual, I think if you're not, there's absolutely things about relationships and dynamics and power dynamics in the piece, and there's definitely stuff in there, but the show does feature two heterosexual relationships, and it has a lot to do with the sort of traditional gender and power dynamics. So I think like anybody who's interested in those things and who, or is in them, there's definitely stuff in the show for you. And really, I think like, I mean, it's, I feel like it's such a cop out to be like, everybody, everybody is. It's definitely not for kids. I can say that for sure. But the topics, like, it's not for young adults. I think if you're graduated from high school and older and interested in shows about relationship dynamics, there's something in there for you.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pick your brain, if you will. And I'm really interested to start with my regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
So writers, I think definitely Abe Kugler, who just did Staff Meal at Playwrights Horizons. I think he's brilliant, and I've been fortunate enough to take some classes and get to know him as a person. I just think he's like brilliant and lovely, and all of his work has been a big inspiration to me. Paula Vogel, just everything Paula Vogel does is amazing, and she's absolutely incredible. And Roxane Gay is really. She's not a playwright, as far as I know, but her essays and her work has been really amazing. I've always been moved by that stuff. I feel like the things that I've seen besides Staff Meal really recently that I am just like encouraging everyone to see is Stereophonic and The Outsiders. I think they're incredibly different shows, but like really beautiful and amazing. And Paula Vogel's new show is also incredible, but like be prepared to cry if you're going to see Mother. Be mentally prepared to sob in a wonderful way, but not everybody wants quite a heavy experience when they go to the theater. So those are the three that I've been thinking about recently that I think are really beautiful works.
I love that list. That's wonderful. Let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Oh, there's so many things. Favorite part about working in the theater. I think my favorite part about working in theater is the like amount of control I feel like I have to give up at a certain point, which I know sounds silly, but I think like when I work on films, it's great and it's a totally different experience and a totally different beast. But being on set with something, you're just always kind of working with it, or there's something like going on in your mind being on set, and you know, then you get to see it in the editing process and all of those things, and then it kind of exists as like a finite piece that you can watch over and over. And I think what's really cool about theater is you have all these amazing people in the room, you get to work with them in rehearsal and tweak stuff, and there's something that's like so scary and beautiful at the same time of like on a show day or a preview, like I'm out in the audience and the actors on stage are gonna show, you know, the culmination of all the work, the director's work, the designer's work, everything, their work. And like it kind of lives and breathes on its own. And the version that you see one night is not gonna be the exact same thing as another night. Which is just, I think, very cool and very beautiful. And like, there's something really exciting about the fact that while the lines are the same and the story is the same and the sets are the same, like all of those elements are the same, like the performance that everybody gives is slightly different every night. And there's always like new things that actors are discovering on stage with your work that it feels like not even your own. When you get to kind of hand it off to audiences, which I is a very special and like unique experience to theater.
That is such a wonderful answer. I love that.
Oh, thank
And
you.
it's a great lead into my favorite question to ask guests, which of course is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I think my favorite, this definitely changes for me for sure, but I actually just was thinking about this the other day where I was talking to somebody and I saw a version of, I think it was the Velveteen Rabbit at the Atlantic like Children's Theater Company. And it was like an audience of like a couple of adults who were like friends with the cast and stuff, and then parents and their kids. And at the point where the Velveteen Rabbit dies, there was like a little kid who turned to his mom, like super freaked out. He was like, but they're not really dead, right? Like they didn't die. And the mom was like, no, they're fine. Like, it's fine. But it was just something that's like, I don't know, it just reminded me of that like suspension of disbelief that you have to have. But I always laugh and think about like just that little kid who, for like 4 seconds, thought maybe the actor really died on stage. Like, that was what was happening in front of them. And I think, like, while as adults, we don't have that moment where we're like, maybe what's happening on stage is actually really happening. But it's nice that, like, it's that suspension of disbelief is kind of as close as we get to that, like, little kid's reaction of by it in the show, like believing in magic for a couple hours, which is very sweet.
Oh my gosh. What a memory.
Yeah.
I can hear the little kid's voice in my head, like, they didn't really dive though. And I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh.
It was very, very sweet.
That is an amazing memory. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know if our listeners would like more information about Unconditional or about you. Maybe they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
So the best way to look at that stuff is probably my Instagram page. It's at AllieKeller47 or my website, AllieKellerPlaywright.com. I'm probably more responsive on Instagram, though, if you're looking to reach out.
Fantastic. Well, Allie, thank you so, so much for taking the time to speak with us once again, for bringing back your amazing show. Congrats again on being a finalist. I cannot wait to see this show. I will be there with bells ringing. So thank you so much today for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me back.
My guest today has been the amazing playwright Allie Keller, who joined us to talk about her show, Unconditional, which is a finalist in the Lighthouse series, which is being presented by Soho Playhouse. This is all happening July 5th through the 16th at Soho Playhouse, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting sohoplayhouse.com. We also have some contact information for Allie, which we'll be posting in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But you need to make sure to get your tickets. Come on out and support this incredible artist. Join us. We'll make it a Stage Whisper night out of the theater. This is an incredible show. Again, it's called Unconditional, part of the Lighthouse Series finalists, July 5th through the 16th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a Stage Whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.